The other day, I met this guy, Patrick Deal, and I was trying to get him to describe himself.
I'm a Pisces, and I enjoy long walks on the beach and horseback riding. Good sense of humor, still gets pimples.
Add to that, slacktivist. That's a slacker activist. But he was telling me that he wasn't always this way. For 20 years, he was one of those door-knocking, envelope-licking activists. He worked for a governor. He used to drag his little daughter to rallies. Now, he's just burned out.
I could get on the phone and call somebody about an issue, but I choose to sit down on Facebook and hit 3 mouse clicks and a return and feel good about myself.
And lately, his slacktivism has hit a brand new low.
My little green patch is dry. It means I'm neglecting it.
If you're a Facebook virgin, the little green patch is this application that lets you send plants to your friends' online gardens. The idea is the more you play, the more money advertisers will give to save the rainforest.
So wait, so did you actually do this for a while? And you felt good about it?
Yes. Yes, I did, because I thought, well, my spending time on here is leading to something. It's contributing to something bigger than myself.
But then Patrick got in trouble. His wife, Anita, said he was spending way too much time online. Little Green Patch died. He'd rather play another online game like Mafia Wars. But, you know, at least at one time, Patrick was very active. Some people think clicking on a little green patch is their contribution to a better world.
That's a trending topic. That's a trending term, slacktivist.
Apollo Gonzalez works for one of those big environmental groups, Natural Resources Defense Council. He's what's called a Netroots manager. You might say it's his job to get slacktivists off their butts.
If you measure the one-click activism or slacktivism against someone who's visiting their representative on the Hill once a year, then yeah, I think it's on the low end of what can be done. But we've got to start somewhere with a lot of these people.
So Apollo blogs and tweets and uses online social media to get people talking. Because talking sometimes actually leads to doing something.
We have a world where we are more connected than we ever have been, and a world where we can share our stories faster and more richly than we ever have been able to. And that's great for people who are fighting for a cause.
And there's actually some research to back this up. Scott Campbell studies new media at the University of Michigan.
There have been some studies recently that show that when people use text messaging as reminders to go out and vote, we do see a significant increase in voter turnout.
He says cell phones and the internet are basically giving us more ways to communicate, and that's good for us as a society. But he says we do have to be a little careful, because if all our online friends think like we do, we can become little isolated e-communities. Basically, the more Facebook friends you have and the more new ideas you can share, the better. So if you want to be a better slacktivist, you might have to make some choices. You could sign 1 million online petitions. I mean, there are 15,000 environment causes on Facebook. And then there are all those other things like Mafia Wars and all the other distractions that people like Patrick have to deal with.
I've been kidnapped to Barcelona, but I'm going to ignore that.
See, you just say ignore, okay? Ignore.
Someone just sent me a slap on the rear end. I'm going to ignore that. I wouldn't, but my wife is right here, so I'm going to ignore it.
With distractions like these, even slacktivism's getting to be hard work. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.